T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. He is one of the two most winningest players in University of Memphis history, along with Robert Dozier. His name is Antonio Anderson.
Yes.
He joins us now. And it's my understanding, Tone, that you've got something that you want to say, so we wanted to give you the platform to do it. By all means, the floor is yours.
Hey, man. Well, thank you for having me, man. I think I'm a big sports guy. I've been paying attention to everything that goes on in the whole media, things, the NCAA and things like that, and seeing what Louisville is doing, man, with trying to get their year back. I think we need to do the same. I think, we have a legitimate case due to the fact that the NCAA cleared Derek through the clearinghouse and still have no proof to what they claim he did or didn't do. I think they pretty much vacated our season based off the fact that we weren't one of the Power Five schools that they would like to have had that type of season. And I feel like it's best we fight as well to get our year back, get our banner back, get our record back, get my wins back, me and Rob's wins back, our team's wins back, because that goes a long way. I live in Boston, but there's always people that ask me too, like, hey, did Derek really take his test? Yeah, he took his test. Or the NCAA wouldn't have cleared him. So I feel we have a reason to fight, man. I'm going to see a lot of the guys this weekend in Virginia. I spoke to some of the guys yesterday. And I think we have a legitimate shot.
Who did you talk to yesterday, Tone?
I spoke to Donald Mack about it. I spoke to Kim about it. I spoke to Chance about it. Me and Rob actually going to talk today. He feels the same way, though. So, we all feel the same exact way.
You going to be able to get Supreme Bay involved?
I'm sorry?
You going to be able to get Supreme Bay in on it?
I guarantee that. He's a big, big fan of the university. He supports. He was part of that. He was our All-American. Without him, we wouldn't have honestly had 38 wins. That's a call away. That's a brother to me. So,
yep.
I know when I call, he'll answer, man. Once he knows what it is, he knows the cause, he's all in.
Tony, I think you guys have got a better case than Louisville.
I agree, man. I really do agree. I was looking up on it yesterday. And I just think they took the pick at Coach Kyle and D. Rose about and just kind of stirred things up a little bit because we were such a small school dominating the country with recruits and games and things of that nature. And we had such a heavy buzz, man. It's sad that they pulled that on us, but I think we can get it back.
So what?
I don't even want no money. I don't want no money.
I want
our wins back.
So why is it important,
man?
For
I'm
you?
With you.
Why is it important for you all these years later, to fight?
Man, you know what? It's huge, man. I think the city deserves it as well, man. People look down on Memphis, man, for negative reasons, maybe due to violence in the city or whatnot. But we brought so much excitement to that city. For me, those wins would give me 137 wins in my career. That's huge, man. I'm not an NBA player. I'm a high school coach, man. I work. I'm an average guy now, but, that means a lot to me. That will go to the grave with me, so I feel like I got to fight for that.
Yeah, Tone, that's your legacy, brother. That's what you put the sweat and the tears and the blood in for. That's your legacy. That's what you stand for. I get it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree, man. Like you said, man, I feel like my legacy means a lot to me in Memphis, man. I think, as you guys know, those people look at me as someone who's just a blue-collar, hard-working guy, man, mm-hmm. and those wins I fought for. You know what I mean? I would die for those wins, man. We put in so much work, so much team effort to get those wins, man. It means so much.
We are, of course, talking to former Tiger Antonio Anderson, man, who says he wants to lead the fight against the NCAA.
I like it.
To get those wins back. So are you talking about doing kind of the same thing that Louisville is doing and filing a lawsuit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I want to do, man. I think, we just have to find some lawyers that will help us and fight with us, man, fight for us and just get some people in the city, behind us, and which I know a lot of people will be But you know, I just gotta be, I just gotta find and get in contact with the right lawyers in Memphis, and someone can help with that. You know, we're ready to fight.
So you do not have, have you talked to any attorneys yet at all?
No, I haven't spoken to anyone yet, but okay. I would love to speak to someone who's from Memphis who understands the background of what it comes from.
Yep. All right, so if you're listening and you want to be involved in this and you're an attorney, you should definitely get in touch with Antonio Anderson. If you reach out to us, we can
hit up John.
We can definitely do that.
Hit
Antonio, when you think back to that time, you know, after the season was over and Coach Cal left, and then you hear about the, you know, the sanctions that were imposed, what feelings come to mind when that happened?
I mean, I was devastated. But you know what? When it all shook out, man, Derek reached out to me, Coach Cal, you know, those are guys I trust to this day. I still speak to Derek all the time. Coach Cal, I spoke to Coach Cal 3 or 4 days ago. You know, like, they have no reason to lie to us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like Derek said, man, look, I took the test. Like, I went to private school. I know you have to. They ID you. They, you know what I mean? Like, things, like, it's so hard. Like, it's, to cheat a SAT, to cheat a test, like, and then you got to go through the clearance house, as you guys know. You guys know already, man. You got to go through all this paperwork and all that whole process.
Yep.
So for them to put that stamp on Derrick Rose's name to say cleared, to come to school and play, then all of a sudden we go 38-2. Now he wasn't eligible. That just doesn't make no sense.
Are you? Do you play? I mean, because obviously you guys, as the players, were affected by this, but John Calipari had wins stricken from his record as well. Do you plan to talk to him about getting involved in this as well?
Well, honestly, man, like, I know Coach will probably hear about it, but, you know, if Coach wants to get involved, we can, but I don't want to get Coach involved. You know, he's at another school, man, doing great things.
I hear you.
But I'm sure, you know, if we need his help, he'll help us. You know, he always had our back. Even when he left Memphis after I graduated, man, he always answered my phone calls, always answered text messages, always calls me, checks on me. You know, so I know for a fact if he hears about things, he'll definitely support 100%.
Yep.
Do you think this is important to Derrick Rose, and can you see him being a part of this? We know it's kind of been a little, you know, dicey between Derrick and Memphis. Do you think this is still important to him?
I think it is, man. I think Derrick knows what Memphis, he knows, he talks about it. He loves Memphis. Memphis means a lot to him. I think it'll mean a lot to him as well to show the city and the university as well, like, he got the support. They got his support as well. Now he's willing to fight to get that season back, because that's also his legacy as well. So they just pretty much, you know, like, he was the number one pick in the draft with no wins. That just makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, he also has something to prove as well.
So it's going to be, I mean, in theory, it could be you. It could be D. Rose. It could be Supreme Bay. It could be Donnell Mack. It could be Willie Kemp. You think all these guys are going to be, you know, sort of involved and on this suit?
Let's do it, Tom.
Oh, yeah, I know. We'll all be all in, man. We're all so close. You know, Chris has his Supreme. He has his life going on, but we still speak. So, you know, that's it. Once I tell him, I'll call him later on. That first thing he's going to say is, sign me up. Yeah. I know him better than anybody. He was my roommate all 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Me, him, and Dojo are roommates for 3 years. So, you know, it's that's a given.
What about Joey? You think Joey will – I mean, he was a senior as well. You think Joey will be involved?
I believe so. You know, Joey lives in Europe, but, you know, that's you know, another text or call away as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think it means a lot to Joey as well, because that was Joey's senior year. So, you know, that got to be tough for him as well.
Well, we are behind it 100%.
100%.
Anything we can do to help you, please do not hesitate to reach out. And, again, if you're an attorney and you're listening to this and you want to help fight the NCAA, of course, Antonio Anderson, inspired by what is going on with Louisville, please do not hesitate to reach out to us or him. By the way, real quick before we let you go, aren't you coaching? Aren't you coaching in the the TBT coming up?
Yeah, man, I'm stepping in Saturday, man. Coaching the guys, they're driving down to Virginia tomorrow from Memphis. I'm flying up from Boston tomorrow, so we get down there. We play Saturday at 2:30 at VCU.
Yep,
dig that. And then there is a website where if folks want to help with the expenses, the travel expenses, is a website they can go to.
Yeah, there's a GoFundMe page. You know, I sent you guys the link. Hopefully, you guys can post it on like Twitter.
Yep.
Fans can reach out that way and help. A lot of the guys are driving up. They rented. They spent out of their own pocket thousands of dollars to rent trucks and vans and the hotel. So any little thing will help them, you know, in terms of, you know, food and gas and things like that. Anything from small to major, it doesn't matter what it is, but the help will be appreciated.
Dig that. Well, Antonio, you gave so much to the university. This is absolutely the least that we could do, man.
Absolutely.
And, you know, again, if we can help out anywhere along the way, please do not hesitate to reach out to us, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that so much.
Yes, sir. He is Antonio Anderson, who wants to fight, who wants to fight the NCAA.
I like it.
And, you know, I think it's a noble cause, and it's definitely worth it. Antonio, appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. How about that, Jay Smoove?
Like I said, I'm not just blowing smoke either. I think, you know, Memphis was to do this. They have a better case than Louisville does.
They absolutely do. I mean,
they were cleared by the clearinghouse. I mean, Antonio laid it out. We've laid it out.
That's, exactly.
You know,
they never had proof. They used the term strict liability.
Right.
That feels like it could be pretty well poked through by a court of law.
Here is something I want to ask you. Do you think Cal would get involved?
I think he would because reputation as well. It's a season he had vacated.
Because I think if he does, it helps your case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, how does it not, right? If it's important to him, too, that will help. I mean,
helps his reputation because he's, you know, he put two schools on probation.
I don't know how interested he is in trying to help his reputation. He's a Hall of Famer already. You know what I mean? I mean, his reputation is pretty laid out
but
there.
But if you were known as sort of the bandit coach, which is what he was known as, I know he's not many.
Yeah, hadn't he sort of shed that a little bit? I know many of us, particularly here in Memphis.
You can further shed it by taking that number down to one.
Well, you have nothing to lose in this. And that's why it would be smart. It'd look good for you.
Yes.
You care about your old players. You care about your time at Memphis. I mean, there's nothing for him to lose in this. I imagine there are attorneys all over the city that would be willing to look into this for Tone and the team. So hopefully this will get up off the ground and go. Like I said, maybe it can go farther than Louisville thing.
Clearly Antonio's put some thought into it. He's already reached out to some former teammates. He's going to talk to Supreme Bay later today. Derek Rose, he says, is very interested in doing this as well. So when you have that, and then you know how this community is. We love fighting. That's
right.
What we do. So this is going to go somewhere. This is going to go somewhere.
I think it just might.
So there you go from Antonio Anderson. We appreciate him coming on today. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.